Well, they're certainly not currently equipped, and I think one of the pitfalls of this proposed rule is that nobody really knows how to count these emissions presently or calculate them, and so you're going to have farmers who already have their hands full doing what they do, being asked to provide information when it's unclear exactly what that information should be, what it should encompass, how to calculate it, and of course, the SEC hasn't really thought carefully through how to eliminate duplicative reporting, that sort of thing. So it's not really clear how this is going to be helpful or useful. And frankly, it's the Securities and Exchange Commission, not the Securities and Environment Commission. And so they're outside of their lane and in a way that I think is not helpful. That's a decision Congress needs to make if it wants to enlarge the province of the Securities and Exchange Commission. They have their hands full. They have a job, an assigned job they've had since the 30s, which is to provide for safe and efficient capital markets, protect investors, and facilitate the formation of capital. And if they're not attending to their number one priority, you have to believe that number one priority is probably not going to get addressed in the way that it should. And they don't have the expertise or knowledge or resources to effectuate environmental policy in the way that they're envisioning here.